Bye-bye.
You are more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show with myself, Mr. Alex Cumming. We have a lovely show for you lined up this week, as always. But to get us started, all the way from Scotland, the Scottish supergroup that is Treacherous Orchestra. We'll be right back. The absolutely incredible sounds there of Treacherous Orchestra, all the way from Scotland. And that was a track from their album Oranges. I'm kerfuffled today. It's Origins, not Oranges. I can tell I'm hungry. And that was a track from that album called Look East. Those of you who are tuned into Rock Under the Radar, you may be aware that things are not quite as normal today. Just to keep us on our toes. One thing that just took me by surprise and why I said oranges is that the chair I'm currently sat on just suddenly disappeared and went all the way downwards and went away from the microphone. So if you hear me suddenly disappear away from the microphone, it's because my chair has become really small and I've gone away from the microphone. So do not be alarmed, my dears. So I'm also a little discombobulated as I'm just back from a week in Michigan. I've just been working, teaching at a dance and music camp run by the Country Dance and Song Society, and I've had an absolutely incredible time meeting lots of brand new people, playing music, singing songs, and just having a generally lovely time on Lake Huron. Truly magical. So I'm still kind of recalibrating into the real world for that. But because of that, I have a lot of great music to play you, some from artists that were at that particular week, but also just some artists that came out of conversations that I suddenly remembered and would just love to play. So it's a little self-indulgent today, but you know, I have a radio show, so it's going to be a little self-indulgent anyway. To continue on with that thought of camp, I had the pleasure to meet Adam and Jage, who are two incredible musicians. Adam from England and Jage from the US. They're now living in Canada. And back in the day, they had this incredible band called Crowfoot. So I thought I'd play you a great song and tune from that album called As the Crow Flies. So this is Crowfoot with The Beggar Wench.
Oh, have you heard of the merchant's son? To the begging he is gone. He's mounted on his noble steed, and a while for pleasure man he did ride, singing fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Singing fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. A beggar when she chanced to meet, a beggar when she'll lonely greet, and taking on her distress, he said, "Why, lassie, you've a bonny face." Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. They both inclined for to take a drink, and to a public house they went. They ordered ale, wine, and brandy too, till the both of them learned the roaring fool. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. They both inclined for to go to bed, and under covers they soon were laid. The ale and brandy went to their heads, till the both of them lay as good as dead. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. She puts on the merchant's clothes, with a hat so fine and a sword so rare. Why, she's a Huawei, the merchant's gear. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Singing, fal-a-diddle-dido, fal-a-day. Well, not long after, that young man rose and looks around for the finest clothes, and all he saw there within the room was a tattered jacket and a wincy gown. Singing, stranger to the town, he puts on that wincy gown. beggar no more, singing foul the diddle dido, foul the day, singing foul the diddle dido, foul the day, singing foul the diddle dido, foul the day, singing foul the diddle dido, foul the day. Thank you.
Absolutely stunning stuff there from Ange Hardy, an absolutely brilliant folk singer-songwriter based out of the southwest of England. And that was from her album Bring Back Home. And if you hadn't have guessed, that is her title track to that album, Bring Back Home. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. I've also had a lot of requests from people to hear some of my own music on my radio show. And the thought of sitting in a studio listening to my own music, you know that thing when you listen to your own voice and you just, it sounds very strange. It's entirely the same situation when you record albums, but that is as close as I'm going to get to playing some of my own music, as I was the accordion player on that one. So there you go. I turned it down so I couldn't hear my accordion playing too much and just heard enough of the Ange's beautiful song. So there you go. And before that, you heard the fabulous Crowfoot, two of which I met at this brilliant camp over in Michigan last week, which is why I was not on air. And before that, you heard my debacle of my chair suddenly disappearing and lowering itself. So I have come up with a solution, and now I feel like a really cool young DJ as I am DJing and on air standing up. Which also means I have to reach far down for the computer, but you know, I'm currently standing here speaking on air with my hands on my hips, feeling really cool about myself. And luckily there is no webcam, so you cannot see just how cool I look. So I mentioned there was a lot of talking about some of our favourite music when I was over at this camp in Michigan last week. And one of the artists that came up talking to some of my friends there was the brilliant music of Chris Wood and Andy Cutting. Now, Chris Wood and Andy Cutting, both in their own right, have gone on to make fabulous careers as solo artists and in many other collaborations as well. But back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I seem to remember, they had an absolutely brilliant duo, and they really kind of revolutionized how some of this English folk music was being played, and it's just gorgeous. So I thought I'd play you a track of that now, and this is a track featuring two of my favorite English tunes, Bonnie Breastnot and Bonnie Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah, rocking stuff there from Andy Cutting and Chris Wood. Absolutely great stuff. And you'll just have to believe me because I'm standing up, but I was doing some beautiful dancing to that. But you'll just have to believe me because it's radio and that's the joys of the medium. Now, we're going to stick with England, but I have a little bit more relevance to this week in New England because an absolutely incredible trio from England are coming and are currently on tour in the US. They started their tour at the Philadelphia Folk Festival the weekend just gone. And they're working their way up the East Coast, and they're going to be performing at Club Passim in Cambridge in Harvard Square this very Wednesday night. And they create some incredible vocal harmonies. They write incredible folk songs, do incredible interpretations of traditional songs, and also add some brilliant instrumentation as well. If you're in for wanting a night of incredible live folk music, then I highly recommend going to Club Passim Wednesday night. And you can find out more at the Passim website. This band is called The Young'uns, and this is a track of theirs from their album Another Man's Ground, and it's just gorgeous. You just listen to these harmonies, and this is a song they've written, and it is just beautiful. So enjoy Waiting for the Ferry by The Young'uns from their album Another Man's Ground.
Hand in hand with Mary Ann, waiting for the ferry. The flicker of the ironworks fire turns the dark night into cherry. And the tea's the chilly, slow black tea's laps gentle round the jetty. Hand in hand with Mary Ann, waiting for the ferry. Here's a kiss for you, my Mary Ann, a parting kiss, my dear, for the bell has rung Port Clarence and the ferry car draws near, and the tea's the chilly, slow black tea's laps gentle round the jetty. Hand in hand with Mary Ann, waiting for the ferry. So goodbye, my Mary Ann, for it's now that I must leave you. But the weeks will come, and the weeks will pass, and I will never deceive you. And the tea's the chilly, slow black tea's laps gentle round the jetty. Hand in hand with Mary I'm waiting for the ferry.
Hello, I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
Thank you.
absolutely brilliant stuff there from Crooked Still. Now, you might have, if you've been listening for the whole show, you may have noticed some of the kerfuffle that's been going on with my changing chairs and strange bits of music. The main studio, Studio A, has currently been fixed up, and we're currently in Studio C. Now, the reason why I tell you this is because I've just had one of those exciting, geeky moments where I've just turned to my left and noticed that there was a reel-to-reel in this room, and that kind of folk archive geek in me is just suddenly very, very excited that there's a reel-to-reel here. The only issue is I don't have any reel-to-reels, but the prospect that there may even be a possibility to play a reel-to-reel is very exciting. So, useless information for you there, but, you know, I'm a geek and I get excited, so, you know, I've got to let you know these things. And, you know, I'm still standing up, and so when I stand up, I just I'm more flamboyant and excitable, so there you go. Now, tonight, I'm going to be doing something I don't do that often, which is going and playing for a Scottish dance. And one of the things I absolutely love about folk music is how versatile and varied the genre is, and the instruments used in the genre. And in Crooked Still that you heard just then, you heard one of my favourite combinations of fiddle and cello. And cello is an incredibly underused percussive instrument, and I absolutely love it. And one of the main stays in Scottish folk music and Scottish dance music, Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, and that involves the fiddle and the cello. And so I thought to sort of combine that connection between Crooked Still and the American folk music and the Scottish folk music that I'll be playing tonight, and that combination between the fiddle and cello, I thought I'd do a smooth link with a little interjection about a reel-to-reel. So here is one of my favourite sets of Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. This is the High Reel Set. Thank you. Yeah, that was the brilliant Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. If that didn't get you dancing, I don't know what will. I mean, I was by default dancing because, as you know from the rest of the show, I'm doing the show standing up today because I am a cool young DJ. Oh my goodness, I'm losing my mind. It's also, this Studio C is very small and it's little square and it is getting rather warm in here. So I'm just thinking of this as like a natural detox as I slowly go crazy, but having a lovely time at the same time. And thank you for keeping me company, my darlings. Now, a little skip back to this week. I was over in Michigan, a camp run by the Country Dance and Song Society. And it was a camp just off the Lake Huron. And it was a magical place. And one of the most magical moments I experienced while I was there was sat on a porch watching the moon rise over Lake Huron and then hearing some absolutely stunning Georgian harmony singing. And if you haven't heard Georgian harmony singing before, it's like nothing else there. The harmonies are so close and juicy. So I thought I'd play you a little bit of that now because it is just absolutely magical. And this is actually a group, a big chorale from Australia called the Spooky Men's Chorale. And they also do some wonderfully comic songs and other songs. But this is one of their beautiful renditions of a Georgian harmonies. And it is called Georgia.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely lovely stuff there from a band from England. That was Leverett with a tune called Milford. That was just another one of those bands during last week while I was in Michigan that we were just talking about and how we absolutely loved their luscious harmonies. And before that, you heard the luscious vocal harmonies of the Spooky Men's Chorale with a track from their album Tooled Up. Called Georgia. Well, my darlings, that is almost my time. Don't forget, on Wednesday, as I mentioned earlier, the incredible vocal group from England, the Young'uns, will be live at Club Passim from 8 o'clock. And there are still a few tickets available, so you can head to the Club Passim website. And it's in a beautiful location as well. They have lovely food and it's in Harvard Square, so super easy to get to. So I highly recommend you go and check that out if you're free and available and fancy a good bit of singing. There is one other band from the UK that are currently on tour in the US. And again, they started their tour at Philadelphia Folk Festival just like the Young'uns did. And this band are from Scotland, an incredible young band called Talisk, and they're spending a long time touring all over the US this time. And they're not going to be getting over here into Club Passim until October the 1st. But to give them well wishes on their US tour, I thought I'd give you a track of theirs now, and then obviously I will shout about it as much as I can as the gig comes closer as well. So I'll play you a track to finish of theirs from their debut album. This is a track called Echo. This is Talisk, and I will see you again next week as I am back from touring for a little while. So please join me again, and hopefully we'll be back in our main studio and I won't need to stand up and all will be lovely. Thanks for putting up with me, darlings, and I will see you again next week. Thank you.